Good morning, everyone.
You 大家早。
好，很高兴在这个独特的2020的 Easter Sunday， 我们在这里一起崇拜。
It is my pleasure that we can meet together in this very special Easter Sunday.
啊，我想这次人类史上进到了一个特别的末世的其中一个里程碑，而我们正当在这样的第一个逾越节之后的啊，这个复活节，在这里空中好像网路的这个空间与神相遇。
We believe that we are in a very special time in human history. We are at the milestone of end time, so that we can experience this very special Resurrection Sunday.
好，我现在就跟大家一同分享。
So now I'm going to share the message with you.
好，今天跟大家分享的主题是复活震撼和心灵。
So the message I would like to share with you is the power of a risen life, how it shaken our life.
今天分享的这个圣经呢，是在新约的约翰福音。
The message I would like to share with you comes from a book in the New Testament, Book of John.
今天我们看的圣经呢，是叙述一段真实的历史。
Today, the passage we are going to study is a passage of a real historical event.
是因着借着一个真实的人物，来明白或者被上帝所改变。
Through a real character in history, that how the person has been transformed by God.
这个人呢，通常被人家稍微提一提，也很少成为主角。
Oftentimes, people when people mention his name, he seldom became the main character of the story.
而且多半呢，对他的评价都是一个负面的教材，提醒我们。
Often people use him as a negative type of person that serves as a reminder for us.
那实际上呢，他今天要因着我们认识他而认识自己。
And however, we're going to study this character today in order to have a reflection upon ourselves.
特别包括我自己，也包括各位，这是这个时代理工男的共同特性。
Especially, I want to use this character to reflect upon myself as a technical background person.
As you guys.
Just like you guys.
他是谁呢？
And who is this person?
江湖上啊，可以说啊，人称这样的。
Oftentimes, people call this person as...
他就是啊，他非常 stubborn， 他有些事情你打死他，他也不信。
The person so stubborn that he won't believe even if you try to kill him.
但是呢，等到他信了以后呢，他被打死也甘愿。
And however, once he believed, he'd rather die for his belief.
好，就是江湖人称呢，实证者多马。
So who is this person? He is the attester, Thomas.
他一定要人家证明给他看，他如果不，他的脑袋弄不清楚的事情，他说 forget， 不可能。
He always seek for evidence. If people couldn't prove it is true, he will not accept it as the truth.
他的认为，他的判断，要说服他，他才可以相信。
He only can be convinced if people can truly prove to him so he could believe.
好，今天的是出自约翰福音。
So the story comes from the Gospel of John.
这是在主耶稣生平发生的最后的几个月当中的事情。
This event account happened towards the last few months before the end of Jesus Christ's journey on earth.
现在我们所看见的这个里程碑是主耶稣的三年半侍奉的过程。
So the timeline shown here is the milestones our Lord Jesus has done for the last 3 years on earth.
所以现在让我们专注于在他最后的这几个月发生的事情。
So why don't we pay attention to the last few months of this timeline?
这个剩下的三个半月
For the 3 months remaining,
又发生了非常密集性的冲击。
There are so many events, eventful things have been happened.
所以这是主耶稣在最后地上的四个月。
So this is the timeline of the last 4 months of Jesus on earth.
好，这个红点的地方就是现在，就是逾越节，就是主耶稣复活的这段时间。
If you see the red dot is the resurrection, is the Passover time and the time when Jesus Christ resurrected.
好，我们跟大家分享的，我们倒过来看。这个时间呢，这个红点地方是他复活的时间。
So we are going to see the event backwards. As we have seen, the red dot is the time when Jesus Christ raised from the dead.
再早一点呢，早不过几天呢，主耶稣跟他的门徒一起有圣餐。
Just a few days before, Jesus held Holy Communion withHis disciples.
当然这是逾越节的宴席。
Of course, it is also a meal for Passover.
两个月前呢，发生了一件事情，是主耶稣使拉撒路复活。
However, just 2 months ago, Jesus has raised Lazarus from the dead.
而且这还不到两个月呢，还将近两个月。
It's just about 2 months.
而这三次呢，都有一个突出的其中的一个主角呢。他在这中间呢，当然主耶稣是主角，但是呢，这个 Thomas 这个老兄呢，在这里面扮演了一个非常独特的一个角色。
However, the person Thomas has played a very unique role in this.Three particular events.
好，现在就让我们从拉撒路复活这个事件开始说起。
So let us talk about the event of Lazarus being raised from the dead.
好，这个发生的地点呢，是一个地方叫伯大尼。
So this event happened in a place, in a village called Bethany.
它离那个耶路撒冷是非常近的。
Bethany is very close to the city of Jerusalem.
圣经上面，约翰福音第十一章告诉我们说这有一个人，有一家人呢，住在这个伯大尼啊，他们这个有三个姐妹，就是姐姐玛利亚。对不起，姐姐马大，然后妹妹玛利亚，然后小弟叫拉撒路。
So, the story of the account happened to a family who live in the village of Bethany. There are two sisters and a brother. The brother's name is Lazarus. And
现在事情发生了，就是拉撒路重病了。
So, with two sisters, Mary and Martha, and Lazarus was sick.
那耶稣不在那里，他们就派人去打发去找耶稣打发人去找耶稣，就跟耶稣说，那个你最疼爱的那个人病了。
When Lazarus was sick, because Jesus wasn't there, so the family sent a messenger to see Jesus, saying, "Lord, the one you love is sick."
好像耶稣一提跟他提他所爱的，他都知道那是谁了。
It seems like once they mention the word, the one who you love, they they believe Jesus would know who that is.
可能耶稣非常喜欢这个年轻人，啊，这个非常疼爱他们的小弟。
Perhaps Lord Jesus truly loved this little brother, Lazarus.
因为我不知道还有没有其他人耶稣也很疼爱。
Because I have no idea whether Jesus really paid attention, have a particular affection to any other person.
反正呢，就拉撒路一就是提到说，哎，这是你疼的那个，他病了，那他们大概应该就知道这是什么意思。
Nevertheless, the term "the one you love" is associated with Lazarus, and seems like Jesus would understand who that person is.
而且知道他们的期待。
And he also understand their expectation of him.
耶稣听见以后呢，就跟其他的人讲，因为这是重病嘛，啊，他就说啊。不会死了，死不了了啊！他这次呢，是为神的儿子可以得到荣耀。
So when Jesus heard this, Jesus responded, even though he knows the person is very sick, he said this sickness will not end in death.
而是为了荣耀神。
No, it is for God's glory.
如果任何基督徒在旁边听见，都说：“哎，那很好。”他第一个他不会死，第二个呢，这个事情是一个不错的事情。
Perhaps if there are Christians surrounded by Jesus, people will think to themselves, well, this sounds good. First, the person won't die. Second, it is for God's glory.
所以我们一路看这些故事的时候，一面在想，在我们的信仰当中，有弟兄姐妹，还有我们自己，我们往往看到的事情和以为跟他们可能差不太多。
Perhaps we Christians feel the same as we experience events in life.
觉得只要神掌权，那大概这些事情大概不会发生。
And we are thinking as long as God is in power, God is in control, everything will be okay, nothing will go wrong.
所以大家就 take it easy.
So everyone took it easy.
然后现在呢耶稣呢就留在他原来的地方呢再待了两天。
So Jesus stayed where he was for two more days.
然后跟门徒说，哎，好，现在我们可以走了，我们往
上看去吧。Then he said to his disciple, let us go now.
哎，这个时候他们跟耶稣说，哎，最近往那个地方，你还要去啊？那个地方想要谋杀你的人很多啊。
And however, now the disciples responded to Jesus, Rabbi, perhaps this may not be a good time to go because many people, many Jews in that place, they were trying to kill you.
因为这边还不久之前，可能最近几天，他们听说已经有人要用石头打死他。
Perhaps they have heard a rumor saying there will be people trying to stone Jesus.
那耶稣就回答说
，Then Jesus replied,
趁着现在做上帝的光吧，做世上的光吧。
Are there not 12 hours daylight? Perhaps we should seize the moment and shine for God.
所以这个耶稣有一个他的 timing.
And therefore Jesus has a special timing schedule of himself.
人家接到 emergency call, 他说可以 take it easy.
So when he received the emergency call for someone, he said it is okay, we can take it easy.
但是呢，人家告诉他很危险的时候，他说这现在就是 timing.
And however, when people start to warn him, now is an emergency, and yet Jesus said, this is the right time.
现在有 这 coronavirus 现在非常紧危险的时候，他说，现在刚刚正好，现在这个时间呢，要赶快把握。
Perhaps just like right now, we're in a critical and emergency moment of coronavirus, and yet Jesus say this is a good time, and we should seize the moment.
他们免得啊，这个是啊。在这样一个世代没有光的话，那么就机会就失去了。
Because people in this age is walking without light. If we don't seize the moment, the opportunity will pass.
啊，这个是不知道他在说什么。
So people have no clue of what Jesus was talking about.
他说这个 timing 要赶快。
And Jesus said, this is the good time.
好了，他说了以后，他们要出发的时候，他就说， hey, let's go.
After Jesus saying that, and Jesus said to his disciples, saying, now, let us go.
我们把这个拉撒路叫醒。
Now we are going to wake up Lazarus.
他们想，这个拉撒路大概生病昏睡了，主耶稣把他叫起来，反正他说不会死，好，我们去把他叫醒就可以了。
So disciples thought to themselves, perhaps we just go to wake up Lazarus. He must be asleep right now. Now let us go with the Lord.
这个时候耶稣很清楚地跟他们澄清，不是这样。
And now Jesus want to clarify his message, saying, no, it is not.What you think?
耶稣是知道他死了，他们却，耶稣在这个地方没有跟他们讲很清楚，他们却以为他是睡着了，对不起。
Jesus knew that Lazarus was dead, and yet the disciple thought Jesus meant natural sleep.
耶稣这个时候一点都不含糊，就跟他们说，我现在跟你们讲一个消息啊，他死了。
And now Jesus want to make sure his message is clear. Now Jesus informed them, Lazarus is indeed dead.
哇，他死了以后啊，因为我不在那里，我就很高兴。
For I was not there, and therefore I'm glad.
那是为了你们的缘故，使得你们能够相信。
So then, the whole purpose is so that you may believe.
那现在走吧。
So let us go now.
所以耶稣就明明的告诉他们说，但是呢，这个是拉撒路死了，但是这个时候呢，我们今天的主角出来了。
So Jesus just told them Lazarus is dead. Now our main character of the message appears.
这个多马呢，整个都跟从的耶稣，因为他是十二使徒之一，在这样一个 timing 中间，在这样一个 situation 中间，他受不了了。
So one of the disciples, Thomas, who is among the 12, now who couldn't hold anymore.
他跟其他人说。
So he said to others.
哎呀，跟这个老板，跟这个 master, 哎，这跟他一起去死吧。
He said, well, this is the one we follow. Let us also go, that we may die with him.
我们的拉撒路死了。
So our friend Lazarus is dead.
然后在路上呢，还有人要谋杀，还要拿石头打。然后那个耶稣说啊，这个时间正好。
So on the journey there, someone else is trying to murder Jesus. Now our master is saying this is the good time to go.
那真的很无奈，我做跟着他真是太无奈了。
So it is quite frustrating of following a master like him.
他是又不得不跟，好吧，要死就走吧。
Yet we still need to follow him. So if this is the case, let us go die with him.
啊，他充满了无奈。
So he was very frustrated and powerless.
那这个过程呢，我们来回想一下，就是当耶稣听到主啊，你所爱的人病了。
So let us review the entire experience here. First, Jesus heard someone saying, Lord, the one you love is sick.
到底发生了什么事？
So what is actually going on here?
等一下啊，我这个 PowerPoint 有点奇怪。
So please excuse me, I'm trying to reset my PowerPoint.
诶 ，Sorry， 这个有点卡住啊。Let me see。好。耶稣在这个整个过程中间是怎么回答的
？So how did Jesus respond?
我们
exchange
回顾一下，他是这样说的。
So Jesus said,
他说这个病不会死，是为了神的荣耀。
He said this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory.
他说拉撒路睡了，我们去叫醒他。
He said, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to wake him up.
听了都很不错。
So it all sounds good.
但是耶稣说，我讲这个是说他死了。
And yet Jesus said, saying this is, means his death.
然后他还说他死了，我没有在那里，我们就很 happy。
And he continued to say, Lazarus is dead, and for your sake, I'm glad I wasn't there.
所以他到底让拉撒路到底是死了是活的？到底耶稣爱不爱他？
So the question is Lazarus dead or alive? Was he really loved by Jesus?
不过 anyway, 他们后来就上路了。
Anyway,They took off and went on the journey.
这个时候，对这个 Thomas 来说，他遇见了跟从的其中一个，他一路跟呢，其实他跟的非常的辛苦。
And actually, Thomas was having a hard time of following Jesus.
我相信在教会里面，我相信基督徒中间有一些人，他一直信主，但是信的非常的辛苦。
I believe this is same to some Christians nowadays, even though they are willing to follow the Lord, and yet they were full of, they do have a lot of struggles in their heart.
他常常对于一些很，他又不能否定这个信仰，他又不能否认这个上帝，但是信起来呢，他心里面呢，跟他的里面的思维常常有矛盾。
Even though they won't deny Jesus, at the same time, they do have many struggles in their rational mind and their actual experiences in life.
礼拜天又要做礼拜，也要参加服事。
Yes, in these Sundays,People do attend Sunday service and they do serve at the same time.
但是对他来说，这信仰里面太多东西呢，通不过脑袋。
And yet there are things they just couldn't rationalize, and they do have a lot of confusion and struggle in their mind.
这很多时候就是理工男的痛苦。
And this is a struggle to many people with technical background.
第一个他就听觉得耶稣讲他到底是死还是活，你前面说他活的，后面说他死的，然后又说他死的时候你又很高兴，但他到底是死是活。
The struggle is very much like Thomas has. First, Jesus mentioned Lazarus is dead. Now, saying Lazarus was alive. Now, Jesus said Lazarus is dead. Now, we are so confused. Is Lazarus alive or dead?
如果他活着那没关系，现在你跟他说是死了，那你多拖了两天，为什么拖把他拖到他死？
If Lazarus is alive, then everything is okay. And yet, now if Lazarus is dead, why we took a delay in the beginning?
而且死了就没救了嘛。
And if he's dead, then that's the end of story. Nothing further should be done.
你早就这个时间，你早就该去了。你为什么你这个领袖居然做这种决定呢
？What leader are you? Why don't we just go early to relieve other people's pain?
这是 common sense 啊。
Isn't this common sense?
如果现在要走，听说最近很危险，人家已经在路上埋伏，要打死你。
If now we want to go, we have already heard the news that people are trying to kill you at this time.
杀你就杀你吧，我们连队一起在危机中间呢。
If people try to stone you, all of your friends around you, your disciples will be part of the trouble as well.
我到底是跟还是不跟呢？
Should I follow you or not?
在这个时候要带出一个突破了。
And now we need a breakthrough in the situation like this.
各位理工男，这个时候是我们要突破的地方了。
Dear brother and sister, if you have a technical background, and this is the breakthrough we all need to have.
你必须要知道一件事情。
We must understand one thing here.
就是有些事情我们不知道。
That we must admit there are things we do not know.
我们的角度看他死跟活，跟上帝的角度看他死跟活是不一样的。
How we view Lazarus, whether he's alive or dead, is different from the view from God.
我们看的死亡是没救了，他没有一件事情叫做没救。
To us, death is the end of all, and yet death means nothing from the view of God.
我们认为 too late 的时候，他认为刚刚正好。
Perhaps when we think things are happening too late, it's too little, and yet from his point of view, it is just right.
我们认为这个 risk 非常高，对他来说 it's a piece of cake.
To us, maybe we are taking a big risk, and yet could be a piece of cake from his point of view.
所以如果要继续跟从下去的话，必须要相信他所有都知道。
And therefore, if we want to continue to follow him, we must come to a realization that he is omniscient.
他知道的清楚的，他的时间会是最完美的。
He knows the perfect time. He knows everything that is going on.
他要有他的目的，而这个成就一个比我们原先想到的那个结果是更宏大的，是我们所不明白的。
He has a plan and purpose which is beyond our understanding.Beyond our imagination.
所以弟兄姐妹，你所不明白的事情不 不要拦阻了你我对他的认知。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, let us not hinder our understanding about him because of our own limitation.
他没有要我们去 trust 我们自己的 IQ, 他要我们去信靠他。
He is not asking us to trust and depend on our own intelligence, but rather trust in him.
所以呢，越常常靠分析，越常常靠自己脑筋的人呢，到了一些关头呢，他就飞跃不过去了。
And therefore, people who always depend on their rational thinking, their analysts, they will come to a time that will have a difficulty of breaking through.
所以呢，跟从信上帝呢，真的是心中会有辛苦的地方。因为跟我们
Therefore, it creates a hardship for people like this to follow God.
因为这个不是上帝的问题。
Because this is a problem, not from God.
那是因为我们又有限，又相信自己的有限的，又把自己有限的这部分当作全部的道理。
It is because even though we know we are limited, and yet we put full trust into our own limitation, and we thought we know everything.
好，接下来我们看这个故事怎么发展。
So let us continue to see the development of the story.
让我们先跳开一些他跟马大、玛利亚的对话。我们看耶稣有
So let us keep the portion of the conversation between Jesus of and Mary and Martha.
他就叫他们带他去见拉撒路。
So Jesus asked the sisters to lead him to see Lazarus.
好，你们把石头挪开。
So they, so Jesus said to them, "Why don't you remove the stone?"
马大也是个用脑筋的人呢。
So Martha is a person who also used her rational mind.
她提供了 common sense 提醒耶稣。
So she used her rational mind and tried to remind Jesus.
如果她新鲜一点，她刚刚死个半天，你来还有救。
If Lazarus was just dead just for a few moments, perhaps you can still save him.
对，他是体温还温温的，你再温他一下，说不定就把他拉回来了。
Perhaps that Lazarus was body still warm. Perhaps you can still heal him and bring him back to life.
四天以后，我很清楚啊，那个已经烂掉了。
And however, I know a body could start to corrupt after 4 days.
已经不是死，而且是死的。已经死的死，已经是完蛋了。
So not only dead, but truly being rotten.
就是 deadly dead.
Deadly dead. And Pastor Chow, you are not showing the screen, right? The PowerPoint you are showing is not the right mode.
Really?Oh, so not presented mode?
Not in the presenter's mode.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. There's no way. Try it again.How is this?
Okay, good.
Okay, okay. But they also heard his words.
However, they listened to Jesus anyway.
他在打开之前呢，他提醒马大，他说：“我不是跟你说过吗？”他之前就跟他说：“我不是跟你说过吗？你若信，必看见神的荣耀吗？”
Before they rolled away the stone, Jesus reminded Martha, "Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?"
也许对我们当中的理工男说，耶稣说：“我不是跟你说过了吗？”他有些事情呢已经跟我们说过了，他在圣经上面跟我们说过了，也很多人跟我们做见证了，他说我不是跟你说过吗？你要看见上帝的荣耀吗？但是有一个条件，你信的话你一定看得见。
Perhaps Jesus is saying to all of us who have technical background, Jesus said, didn't I tell you that? If you believe, you will see the glory of God. And yet there is a condition here.It is that we need to believe.
也就是说，我们跟从上帝呢，又在圣经里面看到很多的应许，又听见一些的见证。但是
at the same time, that this applies to our own lives too. We have heard many testimonies, and we have read accounts in the scripture.
进入这个 reality 有一个条件，就是If you believe,
such a reality, there is a condition.
If you believe,
that is, if you believe.
然后耶稣又祷告，叫他们把石头拿开以后，他就祷告天父，现在请你听我。
So once they rolled away the stone, Jesus looked up and prayed to Heavenly Father.
祷告完以后呢，他就说了一句话。
After he prayed, he said this.
拉撒路出来。
Lazarus, come out.
然后拉撒路出来以后，耶稣跟叫其他人说，把他那些缠裹尸体的这些麻布啊，这些拆掉。
So Jesus said to others, take off the grave clothes and let him go.
Wow, 真的出来了。
So people are in awe that Lazarus indeed came out.
当然这个时候 Thomas 就在当中。
Of course, Thomas must be in one of them.
拉撒路复活以后呢？
So what happened after Lazarus was raised from the dead?
我们看看当时候的场景。
Let us go back to the scenario at that time.
哇，他们高兴得不得了啦。
They must be overjoyed.
庆祝啊，死里复活啊。
So they start to celebrate. Lazarus came back alive.
然后他们一家人，那左边大概是耶稣，右边是拉撒路。
Perhaps on the left is Jesus, all his family all come together and celebrate.
哇，这是大新闻啊。
So this must be a big news.
所以在逾越节的前六天呢，耶稣又来了。这是过了一个多月以后呢，逾越节的前六天，耶稣又来到伯大尼来看他们了。
So about a month after,Jesus came back to the village of Bethany to visit them.
那么很多人也要来看，不是看耶稣，这个时候要看拉撒路。
So many people also came, not only just seeing Jesus, but also tried to see Lazarus as well.
但是当时候的宗教领袖呢，原本要杀耶稣，现在呢，干脆连那个拉撒路一起杀了。
However, the religious leader,Not only they were planning to kill Jesus, but now they plan to murder Lazarus as well.
因为已经不少人因为拉撒路的缘故信了耶稣。
Because many people came to believe in Jesus because of Lazarus.
所以这个死里复活的事情并不能够使地上的所有人都会信奉上帝。
And therefore the account of someone being raised from the dead cannot be the thing that will convince some people on this earth.
你杀了他也不信，而且呢，他不信的缘故，他还要把你杀了。
Not only they won't believe, even they were killed, they also want to turn around and kill you.
所以他们说要杀。
And therefore, the religious leader came together saying, "We want to kill Lazarus."
把那个证人都把那个活生生的这个见证都给杀了。
They want to kill the proof.
所以这个时候呢，是拉撒路复活的时候。这个时候，是一个荣耀上帝的事件。但是同时呢 ，Thomas 呢也在现场。
So when Lazarus was raised from the dead, it is the account that glorifies God, and Thomas was one of the witnesses.
我想请问你，你我这一生中间有亲自肉体跟过耶稣吗？
I would like to ask all of you, have you ever followed Jesus physically?
你听过多少的见证，说是会，有没有你曾经有机会亲自目睹人从死里复活呢？
I don't know how many accounts or testimony you have heard that someone has witnessed what you yourself as a witness, someone has been raised from the dead.
也许你我都会说，如果我们今天亲眼见过耶稣行这么多神迹，然后看他从拉撒路从他使拉撒路从死里复活的话，对我们的生命一定会有很大的改变。
Perhaps we all may declare, as long as we have seen what Jesus has done through our naked eyes, there must be a transformation in my life.
但是我要告诉你，
And here I would like to share with you.
不见得。
It is not really so.
法利赛人就要杀死耶稣跟拉撒路。
Pharisees, they would like to kill Jesus.And Lazarus.
Thomas, 这个理工男，未必这个事情对他有多大的冲击。
And even Thomas, this person who depends on his rational mind, may not even have an impact due to this event.
好，这个时候在圣餐之后发生了一些事。
So,And other account happened after the first communion.
就是在圣餐的那个他们的 conversation.
And during the conversation in the Last Supper.
还有在复活的这个事件上面，我们一同来看看 Thomas 他的属灵生命如何改变。
Let us see the transformation and change of Thomas during these two accounts.
因为耶稣知道他的时间不多了，他说我有不多的时候跟你们同在啊，但是我要去的地方你们不能去。
And Jesus said to his disciples, I will be with you only a little longer, and you will look for meAnd just as I told you, Jews, as I told you now, where I'm going, you cannot come.
那么接着彼得就问，那你去哪里？
Then Peter immediately asked Jesus, so where are you going?
耶稣说，我现在去的地方，现在不能去，之后会跟我去。
And Jesus replied, where I'm going, you cannot follow now.
但是他说，你 don't worry, 你不要担心。
And yet Jesus said, do not worry, do not let your heart be troubled.
因为我会来接你们的。
For I'm going to receive you.
因为我往哪里去，你们知道了，那条路你们知道的。
For you know the way to the place where I'm going. You know the way.
这个时候 Thomas 就说了。
And now Thomas said,
我不知道你往哪里去，我怎么知道那条路呢？
I don't know where you're going, so how do I know the way?
因为耶稣说你不用担心啊，这条路我往哪里去你知道的，那条路你们也知道，他就说我就是不知道啊，诶，我不知道往哪里去，你怎么会知道往哪条路呢？
But Jesus said, you know the way to the place where I'm going. Now Thomas said, no, I do not know the way, and therefore, how do I know where you will be?
我明明不知道，然后你又说我们知道。
I know I don't know, and why you claim that we know?
然后耶稣说。
And now Jesus said,
我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
你们如果认识我，就认识我的父。
If you really know me, you will know my Father as well.
Thomas 还来不及说话了。
Before Thomas can utter another word,
那个腓力就问了。
Philip now interrupts.
因为他们可能都是理工男。
I believe Philip, perhaps he also depends on his rational mind, just like Thomas.
他说你到父那里去，然后你说认识你就认识我的父，那你说你现在把父 show me, 把父显给我看。
So Thomas said, Philip said, well, then if I go with you, then we know, if we know you, we know the Father as well.Why don't you show me the Father now?
然后耶稣说你看你为什么到现在还不了解呢，你看到我就是看到父啊，你难道不，你如果不认识这件事情的话，你也应该跟从我跟了三年，见那么多神迹，你没见到父在我里面吗？
And Jesus replied, can't you see the Father through me? Once you see me, you see the Father.
哇，跟你跟从耶稣有的时候真的又很靠近又很遥远。
So it is quite difficult to follow Jesus. It seems like he's so close and yet we feel he's so remote at the same time.
实在是感觉到莫名其妙。
Sometimes we're so confused.
他从来没有告诉我们这条路的他要去哪里。
He has never mentioned the way he is about to go.
那个 place, 要去哪里，那条路从来没有提过。
Jesus has never mentioned the place, the destiny where he was about to go.
我怎么会知道呢？
So how would I know?
啊，耶稣期盼我们今天有这样的突破。
Or Jesus expect that we are going to have a breakthrough.
他认为啊，我们可以知道的，而且本来就应该知道。
What Jesus expects of us is that we are supposed to know and we should know.
因为在圣经上面有些地方，耶稣责备他们不信，耶稣还说你们为什么信得这么迟钝？你们为什么那么迟钝呢？
And Jesus sometimes rebuked his disciples saying, how come sometimes you are so obtuse about something you're supposed to know and believe and trust?
你们上次看过五饼二鱼，又看过四个饼七条鱼等等的这些神迹等等的，喂饱了5000人，喂饱了4000人，为什么到这一次你们怎么还不知道呢？
You have seen the miracles such as 5 loaves and 2 fish or 4 loaves and 7 fish. And how about I have feed 5,000 and 4,000. How come you are so slow to come to the realization?
也就是说啊，
Which means?
我们里面已经足够的 information 和足够上帝给我们的，我们到现在还固执的不去了解。
That means we have already have enough information given by God, and yet we don't truly understand the information we have received before.
他说，我们可以跟上帝说，我不懂啊，我不知道。
Perhaps we can say to God, say, well, I have no idea.
可是上帝跟你说，你应该知道的，那到底是他对还是我对？到底是 Thomas 对还是耶稣对？
And God replies saying, well, you are supposed to know because you have already have some information. It's a matter, either is Thomas right or God is right.
也就是说，理工男，上帝见我们说，你已经信主，已经信了这么长时间，圣经读过了。你也听过很多的见证，你现在还说你信不来吗？你怎么可以这么说呢？
Just like we rational dependent person, God can say to us, wait a minute, you have already heard so many testimony, you have so many experiences of yourself, how come you couldn't go through the hurdle and believe and trust now?
然后你我不是告诉你吗？我与你同在吗？你怎么说你看不见我呢？你怎么说？日常生活按照原来的理性去生活呢
？Didn't you know that I have said I'm going to be with you, I'm going to walk with you, and you yet you say you don't see me? And how could you live like this way?
所以前面第一个不合常理，是因为我们知道的有限。
So the first bullet here that we think is things happening is irrational is because we are limited with our own limit mind.
因为第一个是认为我们认为我们知道。
Because we thought we understood. We thought we know.
但是上帝说你不知道。
And yet God said, no, you don't. You don't understand. You don't know.
那第二个呢是我说我不知道。
And yet the second point is that I may say to myself, I don't know.
但上帝说你知道的已经够了。
And yet God saying back to us, whatever you know is already sufficient.
你到现在还不知道吗?
That now you're supposed to know.
Wow, 跟从他真的需要突破。
And therefore we truly need a breakthrough in order to follow him.
好。现在耶稣受难
，Now has suffered on the cross，
但三天以后从死里复活。
Three days he was raised from the dead，
带出了一个震撼的星期天。
The risen life of Jesus manifests.A fresh and brand new powerful Sunday.
这里面一算，除了这个玛利亚以外，有十一个男生，理工男在听玛利亚在说话。
So if you count the people in the picture, besides Mary, you will see 11 men who were listening to Mary.
这些人听呆了，你看目瞪口呆。没有人出现一点的笑容，玛利亚高高兴兴跟他们讲，她满脸的狐疑啊。
So these 11 men, when they were listening to Mary, they all were confused, and yet only Mary was delivering the message with a smile upon her face.
不管怎么样，耶稣出现了。
No matter what,Jesus appeared in their midst anyway.
哇，这样大家好高兴啊。
Now people start to smile.
哇，那个门关起来的时候，耶稣突然出现了。
While the door was shut, Jesus appeared in their midst.
但是我们点一下名。
And however, if we count people here,
这里面一二三四五六七八九十，十个人了。
If we count people besides Jesus, we count 1 to 10. Only 10 here.
少了一个。
There's one missing.
这个就是 Thomas， 那天不知道跑哪里去了。
Which is Thomas. We don't know where he was that day.
他说，他等到他回来的时候，他们跟他说我们已经看见了主。
When Thomas returned, the rest of the disciples say to Thomas, say, we have seen the Lord.
Thomas 却说。
And yet Thomas said,
你们少忽悠我。
Don't try to fool me.
我是美国一流大学的博士呢。
I graduate as a PhD from the elite school in United States.
你们这几个同班同学不要跟我开玩笑。
So don't try to fool me here.
他们说念真的真的。
And others say no, it's real, it's real.
他说我自己来，我自己求证，要是这样我才信。
And Thomas said, well, only if I've seen it, I want to seek for the evidence myself.
这个世界上这样的人太多了。
And actually, there are so many people like Thomas.
我跟我的大学同学坐一桌在台湾聚餐吃饭的时候，我跟他们讲见证。
I remember when I was in Taiwan, I was sitting in a table with my college friend. And
我的两个 testimony.其中一个呢是我大学同学的太太跟在将近28年前26年前现场看到我们在祷告的时候有一个人的腿切断了锯断了然后这个长那个断的部分10公分现场长出来。
In the midst, there were two persons, one is my college friend, and the other one is his wife.
No, 26
years ago, they have witnessed someone through the miraculous healing, the leg has grown to the same length.
好，在现场有另外一个是，也是医生，有名的医生。
So...On the table, there is another college friend of mine who is a very well-known doctor in Taiwan.
就是当他听完我的见证跟那一个另外一个医生的太太现场是目击者跟他讲的说当时确实是如此。
So the one who witnessed is my friend's wife and also that doctor friend. Two of them deliver that they were there when they saw the miraculous healing of someone grew one of his leg to the same length of like the other.
By 10 centimeters. 那个医生就说我不能信除非我亲自看见。
So the doctor said, well, only if I have seen myself.
Yeah, 所以说多玛说你们不管怎么样讲，第一个我没看见。
So just like Thomas, his thinking is no matter what you say, first of all, I was not there.
我要用第一个，我要用眼睛。
First, I want to see it myself.
然后我要用手指头去探入那个钉痕，要到那个里面去钻一钻。
And not only that, I'm going to put my finger into the wound.
那个地方还不够，我还知道他肋骨旁边还有个洞，我要用手亲自到里面去 verify。
Not only I need to touch the nail mark, I need to go through the side of the body to verify this is truly, the person is truly alive.
我总不信。
I will not believe.
好。耶稣就在有一天的聚会中间 ，Thomas 也在。8天以后，就是前面的那个聚会8天以后，耶稣出现了。
8 days later, Jesus appeared
again.
Disciple, while Thomas was there.
他说 ：“Thomas， 你现在过来。
”He said to Thomas, "Come."
现在用你的手来探入我的。钉痕还有探入我的肋旁。
He said to Thomas, "Now use your finger to touch my nail mark and touch my wound on the side."
来吧。
Come.
然后 Thomas 说。
Now Thomas said,
"My Lord and my God."
My Lord and my God.
然后耶稣跟他说
And Jesus said,
不要怀疑
Do not doubt.
总要信。
Just believe.
接着，耶稣因为 Thomas 的缘故说了一句非常有名的圣经金句。
After the exchange with Thomas, Jesus said something very well known.
So Thomas, 你靠的是眼睛。
He said, Thomas, you depend on your own eyesight.
你靠着你的触觉。
You trust your own sense.
你要用这几个 sense。才能够 convince 你。
You are convinced by depending on the sensories you have.
但是有人用其他的 sense 已经看见了。
And however, others has come to believe through other sense.
那个 sense 叫做信心。
That sense is called faith.
等你看见了，那个已经不叫信了。
By the time that you believe because of what you have seen, it is no longer called faith.
所以，如果透过另外一种的器官能够感知的人更有福啦。
And therefore, people who use other type of sensory to believe.This type of people is blessed.
所以想请问，你想耶稣喜欢怎么样的理工男呢？
And therefore, may I ask you all, what type of person does Jesus like?
如果所有的圣经都看过了，
If you have read through the entire scripture,
然后说我没有看见，我也没有亲手，我除非我看见，除非我亲手摸过，我才信。
And you start claiming, unless I have seen it, unless I have touched it, I won't believe it.
耶稣的怜悯也许会让我们看见。
Perhaps by the mercy of Jesus, we may be able to see.
但是耶稣会说，孩子，没有看见就信的。有福了。
And yet Jesus will say to us, the little one, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
我在1987年的时候，我已经受洗六年了。
During the year of 1987, I have been baptized for 6 years myself.
在那之前呢，所有听见的我都是半信半疑，我实在不能够全信。
I've heard many accounts about Jesus in their prayer, and yet I always have doubt in my heart.
等到我开始有一点信心的时候，我还真的看见了。
When I began to have some little faith, I realized I start to really see something.
我真的看见来说，哦，这么说来，圣经这些都是真的。
And now I start to have a thinking, now whatever is recorded in the Bible is the truth.
我就知道我过去的信心其实是一个非常弱的、非常小的信心。
I realized the faith I had before was so weak and so little.
不管圣经怎么说，人家怎么做见证，对我来说，眼见为凭啊。
No matter what Bible says, no matter what other people claim they have the experience. To me, I want to see it myself.
所以在耶稣复活的时候呢，之后有人做见证，好，做见证的人，但是其他人确实不信。
So after Jesus' resurrection, people start to deliver the message of their testimony, and yet people still did not believe.
我也不知道你们中间有多少人能够相信，在20年前，有一个姐妹，她的脚被锯掉，中间因为车祸被锯断10公分，然后我们祷告的时候，现场长出来， 虽然做了这个见证，你信吗？
I don't know how many of you could accept this. About 20 years ago, there was a sister with, whose leg has been cut short for 10 centimeters due to a car accident. And through the prayer, her leg grew for 10 centimeters. When I make the claim here, would you believe it?
好像那是1994年还1995年在台湾南京东路五段小巷子里面发生的事。
This happened in a small alley in Taipei, Taiwan, around the year of 1994.
相信的人有福了。
Whoever believes, you are blessed.
后来啊。在马可福音第十六章呢，耶稣向门徒显现啊，他就再次责备他们。
Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. Now, Jesus rebuked them for their lack of faith.
可能也是在那段时间中间，他们很固执的、顽固的，不能够相信别人跟他们的见证。
Perhaps at that time they refused and couldn't believe other people's testimony.
所以这个 Thomas 在那个时候他说我总不信。
So when Thomas claimed that I do not believe.
这是有违背他的科学的训练。
Because it is against his scientific training.
他认为这个绝对不可能。
He think it is impossible.
我跟 George 有一个共同的、这个 我们叫他叫表舅的。
That's my brother George and I, we share the same uncle.
那这是、我们的小表舅、是、从上海来的，在二十多年前就在 Rutgers, 后来他 念到 PhD.
This、uncle of ours came from Shanghai about 20 years ago. Later on, he received his PhD degree from Rutgers University.
我们、带了他、也许因为我们很关心他、帮助他，他也许是因为这个缘故，他也受了洗，也信了主。
Because、perhaps of our caring for him, our warmth, he came to、accept the Lord and was baptized.
但是那时候我们教会发生了一个事情，有一位的女孩子有十六年的从胸口以下瘫痪，瘫了十六年，她那个时候二十二岁。
However, there was a girl in the church at the time, she was paralyzed from her chest down.
但是在这个几个月中间呢，祷告的时候呢，他知觉开始恢复，那个身体开始动起来。
However, at the time when people start to pray for her during that a few months, she start to receive her sensory from chest down.
那个时候，我们的表舅呢，也在啊、还在 Rutgers 还在念 PhD.
And our uncle at the time, was still studying in Rutgers.
我跟他分享这个见证的时候，
So as I shared this testimony with him,
他跟我讲这是不可能的呀。
And he said, no, it is impossible.
我问他说为什么不可能啊？
So I asked him back, why is it impossible?
他说因为这是不可能的呀。
And so he continued to say, because it is impossible.
没有没有，他不是 continuous， 他说不可能的原因呢，我问他为什么不可能，他说这个不可能的原因就是因为他不可能呀。
So when I ask him why, he said the reason why it is impossible because it is impossible.
所以有一些人一定要他亲，一定要靠他的眼、视觉还有触觉，他认为这个东西呢才靠谱。
So for many people can only be convinced by their firsthand experience, by their sensory.
那就用错器官了。
Then they have misused the sensory they have.
因为他有真正的器官，他没有 turn on， 没有 turn on 他的 receiver， 没有用那个最直接的上帝已经给的那个器官去来了解。
Because they have used a wrong channel to understand this, which the right channel has already been given by God.
然后认为 to see is to believe.
And they keep thinking to see is to believe.
而现在神要我们去 test 我们，我们是不是圣经上面告诉我们的，这个是我们真的相信的。
And now God is giving us a test to see we can truly receive the scripture as the truth.
当我们真心相信的时候，那经历就会跟着来了。
If we can truly accept it by faith, then the experience will follow.
好，耶稣复活以后，把他们带到加利利。然后吩咐他们。
After resurrection, Jesus brought his disciples to the shore of Galilee.
之后他们呢，怎么样了呢？
Then what happened?
哇，把他们送到地极去了。
So they were sent to the end of the earth.
哦，这是哪里呢？
And now where is this?
这个他们是去了哪里了呢？
So where did Thomas go?
他在主后52年呢，就去了印度。
52 AD, Thomas went to India.
是在印度的南边的港湾这个地方上岸。
So he get on shore from the south port of India.
最后他宣教呢的比较长的时间是在一个地方叫做钦奈。
Later, he spent most of his time in a place called Chennai.
我有亲身在那边的经验。
I actually have been there myself.
在2005年，因为这位印度牧师科马泰邀请我们，有十几位从洛杉矶呢去了印度，去他家去访问他。
So during year 2005, this India pastor has invited some of us from Los Angeles to his home in Chiang Mai.
是不是钦奈？我不太记得啊。可能是南边的一个城市。
Perhaps which is another city towards the south of India.
我问他说，请问科马泰牧师，你们家族信耶稣信多久了？
So I asked the pastor, Pastor, how long have your family believed in the Lord?
因为想我们华人呢，有信五代信耶稣就已经不得了了。
Or I think, well, to us Chinese, if someone has believed in five generations, that will consider extremely long already.
他跟我说，哦，我们这个家族信耶稣已经信了2000年了。
And this pastor said, well, our family line has believed in the Lord for 2000 years.
我觉得他在跟我开玩笑。
I thought he was kidding.
我说啊，他说对啊。他说使徒这个 Thomas 多马当初来到我们印度，然后我的祖先从那个时候开始一直信到我这一代。
And I asked, really? And he said, yes. Our ancestor was a believer since St. Thomas came to our place and preached the gospel.
然后我半信半疑的。
So I was still having doubts.
然后他开车带我到那个街道上面 经过的时候，他只给我看好多个教堂。
So then he drove me around in the town and he points me to the buildings along the road. I see so many churches there.
啊，这张照片不是我拍的啊，这是网络的。
The picture took taken by me.
但是那个教堂一间一间上面都写了一件很共同的东西。
And however, I see a word being carved on the side of the building, which all the buildings have the same common word.
他说，我们教会的创办人是使徒多马。
He said the founder of the church is the Apostle Thomas.
原来这个怀疑耶稣的家伙。
It turns out this person who has doubted Jesus.
后来就死在印度。
Later on, he spent all his life in India and died there.
相传呢，他是被印度人呢剥皮而死。
According to the history, he was skinned by the local Indian.
回顾这个充满怀疑的理工男。
So let us review this person who was depending on his rational mind.
他终于到了一个，他信耶稣，跟从耶稣，终于到了一点。到了一个临界点，到了一个拐点，到了一个突破点，就是真正的说 My Lord, My God.
He followed Jesus to a turning point. He came to his senses and said to Jesus, My Lord, My God.
真正相信，或者说不得不信，他已经从死里复活。
Perhaps it was the moment that he has to believe, has to accept the truth that Jesus indeed was risen from the dead.
他产生了一个爆发性。
So there is an explosion inside of Thomas.
到了印度。
He came to India.
四处宣扬福音。
He proclaimed the gospel everywhere he went.
现在这些地方到处都说他们的创办人是使徒多马。
All the churches there, they claim the founder of their church is Apostle Thomas.
所以他讲到我主我神，他不但是相信了，而且他自己成为一个见证人，他是一个殉道者，他用他的殉道来见证他生命的突破。
Now Thomas testified his faith by his action to a point he became a martyr.
他再也不能够违背那个向他显现的复活主。
He can no longer deny and reject the fact and the Lord of Jesus who has appeared to him as the risen King.
今天我们是借着这个使徒多马其实帮助我们反照我们个人信仰的真实。
Today we use the character of Thomas. Once again, we should have some reflection about our own faith.
Thomas, 使徒多马。
Thomas, who is the apostle.
你看看跟你我有没有相关类似的地方。
Is he like us?
比较负面的，比较怀疑的。
Sometimes we are just like him. It's more negative. We have doubts in our mind.
很多事情都透过分析，觉得不可能。
We like to analyze things through our rational minds, thinking this is impossible, that is impossible.
觉得这个事情很 risk 很高。
Perhaps thinking something is too risky to go for.
人家怎么跟我们讲见证，我说除非我自己，否则我实在不能相信。
No matter what testimony is, we always say to ourselves, unless I have seen it.
同时又是基督徒，同时也在教会服事。
At the same time, we claim we are Christian and even serve it at the church.
真的碰到要命的时候，这下就踌躇不前了。
And when we face a critical time in our life, we start to struggle.
而今天，你看这个图，有多少的印度人因为这个多马的缘故相信了耶稣。
So let us look at this image. Just imagine how many Indians have come to the Lord because of his resurrection.
所以我们再次提说，我们要知道上帝比我们的思维，比我们的知识，比我们的 IQ 大无限倍。
So let us understand that our God is infinite. His capacity and intelligence is infinitely larger than our limited mind.
我们也不要说因为他这么无限，我永远不会知道。他说你该知道的，你已经知道的，你可以知道的。
At the same time, let us not to use that reason, say to ourselves, well, then I don't understand. Because God said, you are supposed to know, because what we have is sufficient for us to understand.
对，你知道的已经够多了。
What we have is sufficient.
你圣经读过很多遍，你听过道很多了，听人家讲见证的很多了。
We have read scripture so many times. We have heard so many sermons. We have heard many testimonies.
难道还要用你我过去 这一种的眼见为凭，亲身 要触摸，这样是用错器官了。
Do we still use our usual sensory we are used to understand God? We are using the wrong channel.
上帝说，没有看见就信的有福啦。
And God said, truly are those who believe without seeing it.
如果今天带出个突破，那带出的是一个非常震撼的一个理工男。
If there's a breakthrough because of today's message, then there is a transformation will happening in you.
因为我们知道这是真的。
Because now we know it is the truth.
这不但是客观的真，而且是主观的真。
This is not only an objective truth, but also a subjective truth.
因为这个信心的跨越的时候，会带出一个上帝的喜悦，跟大大的使用我们的一个突破。
Because the leap of faith will bring forth God's joy and pleasure on us, and therefore we will have a breakthrough in our life.
最左边的就是 Thomas.
The one on the most left is Thomas.
我们华人今天也要有这样一个突破。
We Chinese, we also need a breakthrough.
今天主耶稣向我们说话。
Today, Jesus is speaking to us.
没有看见就信的有福了。
Whoever did not see and yet believe are blessed.
不要怀疑，只要信。
Do not doubt but believe.
然后我们可以一起说，我的主，我的神。
May we all utter, my Lord and my God.
我们一起来在复活节的主日向主低头，我给我们大家一起安静有30秒钟，然后我再做一个结束的祷告。
Let us bow our head and meditate before our Lord for 30 seconds, and later I will pray.
现在主，你其实认识我们每一个人。
Dear Lord, you know us all.
主啊，我们有些人像 Thomas。
Some of us just like Thomas.
我们有一些人像玛利亚。
Some of us are like Mary.
有些人我们像马大。
Some of us are like Martha.
有些人像拉撒路。
Some of us are like Lazarus.
有些人像彼得。
Some of us like Peter.
有些人像腓力。
Some of us like Philip.
但是主，你仍然喜悦拣选我们。
And yet, and Lord, you take pleasure of electing us.
主，特别是主爱之家所有的弟兄姐妹。
Especially all the brothers and sisters in the house of Christ's love.
不受我们自己有限的理性而限制。
Let us not be limited by our own rational mind.
主啊，你现在触摸，直接进到我们弟兄姊妹的家中跟环境里面。
And Lord, may you enter the house of our homes and enter our lives.
主啊，直接向我们显明。
And Lord, may you talk and show to us directly.
就赦免我们的鲁钝。
And Lord, forgive our obtuse.
主，赦免我们的不信。
And Lord, forgive our own unbelief.
赦免我们的怀疑。
And Lord, may you forgive our doubt.
赦免我们的胆小。
And Lord, forgive our fear.
主，我们就来到你面前说，我的主，我的神。
And Lord, we want to come before you and say, my Lord, my God.
主，因此你可以大大使用我们。
So that you can use us mightily.
是真正的见证者。
So we can become the true witness of yours.
就是连殉道也是见证。
And to a point, we're even willing to be martyr as a testimony of yours.
主啊，就是见证的时候，就是以殉道的这个热诚来见证。
With a passion that we are willing to die for your gospel.
主啊，你来改变我们。
And Lord, may you come and transform us.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.